From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. What is now Tropical Storm Tomas is expected to weaken over the next couple of days after brushing past Haiti as a hurricane. Chris Lancey is with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. He says Tomas is now heading out to sea.
Well, right now it's near the Turks and Caicos Islands, and it's moving northeast, and it's going to continue to move toward the kind of open waters of the Atlantic. And we anticipate it to weaken, to basically fall apart within about 3 days, and does not look like it's going to threaten any other lands after it leaves the Turks and Caicos and Bahamas this morning.
Tomas spared much of the earthquake refugee camp, many of the earthquake refugee camps in the capital of Haiti, but the storm did send panicked residents fleeing for higher ground in a coastal city, and four people are reported dead along the coast. President Obama is in India, where he is announcing new trade deals. The White House says they will support more than 50,000 jobs in the United States. It's the first day of a 10-day trip through Asia. The reputed leader of a Mexican drug gang is dead. A statement from the Mexican Navy says a man known as Tony Tormenta, or Tony the Storm, was among those killed during an hours-long gun battle in the northern Mexican city of Matamoros. NPR's John Burnett says the killing of a major drug boss leaves a power vacuum.
It has symbolic importance whenever a drug lord of his stature is killed, but the whole problem that we've seen with the Mexican cartel war for these last 4 years has been that when you cut the brains off, the thugs take over. And so when you take out some of these top commanders, actually their lieutenants, who are even more ruthless than them, can then begin to fight one another to take over. And so it can actually lead to more violence instead of less violence, is the sad fact of this in Mexico today.
NPR's John Burnett reporting. A new analysis shows outside money groups reported spending $280 million in the midterm elections. NPR's Peter Overby reports that's more than twice as much as similar groups spent in the 2008 congressional races.
The nonpartisan Campaign Finance Institute says that despite the prodigious spending, the outside money groups had limited impact. That's because so many other factors were in play this year. The Institute's director, Michael Malbin, said they may have more clout in the 2012 elections, commensurate with their spending. The top five spenders identified by the Institute were three pro-Republican organizations, trailed significantly by two pro-Democratic unions. Among those top five, the conservative groups reported spending $95.5 million. That's four times as much as the unions. The conservative total is known to include corporate money, but virtually none of the donors were disclosed. And there's still more activity by outside groups that isn't being reported at all. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. President Obama may be in India today, but there are still politics to deal with here at home. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama is calling on Republicans to focus on shared responsibilities and to work together. He's invited congressional leaders to meet with him after he returns from his trip to Asia. He says there is room to compromise on Bush-era tax cuts. After the Federal Reserve moved this week to pump more money into the economy, Steve Bechner of Market News International reports that Fed Chairman Bernanke continues to defend the action.
The Fed has held short-term interest rates near zero for nearly 2 years and bought $1.7 trillion worth of bonds to push down long-term rates. But Bernanke says more was needed to reduce joblessness on a day when a Labor Department report shows unemployment still at 9.6%. Explaining to Jacksonville University students why the Fed decided to buy an additional $600 billion of Treasury securities, Bernanke says it acted to speed the recovery. Though the recession is over, growth is not very fast, and unemployment is coming down too slowly, he says. Meanwhile, slack in the economy is keeping downward pressure on prices. Bernanke says the Fed has the tools to withdraw the money it has injected to prevent inflation from flaring up in the future, but gives no sense of when the Fed might do so. For NPR News, I'm Steve Bechner.
The possible deaths of at least two coalition service members in southern Afghanistan are being investigated to determine if an Afghan soldier opened fire on them. If confirmed, the incident would be the latest in a series of rogue attacks by Afghan soldiers or police. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.